Tired of job search, these jobless Rohingya men are waiting for someone to come and ask them to work. In this Rohingya refugee camp, majority of people are fasting, but not all of them have had enough food to withstand a 15-hour-long fast in a scorching 40 degrees Celsius temperature.
There are days when we have food, but there are more days when we have nothing. This Ramadan, some days we had pre-dawn meal, but few days we managed without it. We are highly dependent on charity groups because we have no work.
This young Rohingya refugee girl is teaching in the nearby makeshift school. To help and support her family, she stepped out of the refugee camp to shoulder the burden of her parents.
I know what hunger, struggle and homelessness means. I would often see my father worried for us, so I decided to do this job. This is not just supporting me, but many Rohingya refugees now want their daughters to get education.
Having nothing to do, most of the women sit outside their makeshift shelters, eagerly waiting for their men to bring some food so that they break their day-long fast. Rohingya refugees are living in Jammu region of disputed Kashmir for a decade now. After facing ethnic cleansing at the hands of Buddhist authorities in Myanmar, Rohingyas have taken shelter in different parts of the world. However, this community has not been able to seek justice and is labeled as the most persecuted community of the world by the UN. Charity groups here are trying their best to raise funds for these Muslim refugees. However, it's never sufficient. This refugee community has faced the wrath of Hindu extremist groups who have been seeking their expulsion. Following anti-Rohingya protests, New Delhi has handed over two Rohingya Muslim families to Buddhist authorities in Myanmar. Although India is not a signatory to the UNHCR, asylum seekers and refugees have been taken care of. However, since Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party came to power in India, Muslim refugees have faced arrests and are living under threats of expulsion.